Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Michael, for those song selections you picked. Frank said, now I was going to encourage you today. I was planning on browbeating and you know, giving you both barrels. So, but Frank said I got to encourage you. So we're going to take a look back at this past year. It's gone fast. Tell me if I'm, you know, I think the older you get, it seems to go faster. It just seems like a year ago we were talking about 2022. But I just want us to look back at this year. Dick said a lot of things in the communion. You know, we've been so blessed. So blessed. You know, from the world's viewpoint, if you turn on the TV, you're bombarded with, there's a lot of economic stress, prices going up, inflation. Not sure if that Bidenomics is going the right direction, but a lot of political stress. You know, you just open up the newspaper. Crime is crazy in this day and age, but the church has remained. The church has remained. Our fellow brothers and sisters have remained. And I would like for us to look at a few things this morning. Our scripture reading that was read earlier by Jeff, in Matthew 16, verse 18, it says, and on this rock, Peter's confession, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. The church is going to remain until God says it's all over. We have to decide, are we in the church or out of the church? Looking back over this year, we've gained some people. We've had some families move in. We are very grateful for you. We've had new brothers and sisters that we get to worship with. And they're not just pew sitters. They get involved. This is a new era from our great-grandparents' generation. This is a very transient society. You know, it was common generations ago, people grew up and lived and worshiped in the same congregations that their great-grandparents did. It's common for people to move, come in, and we've been blessed with some people moving in to our congregation and becoming part of the congregation. We've taught and have baptized some. In fact, there's no use keeping track of numbers about baptisms. It's never been about numbers. It's about souls. But we've been blessed that we have gotten to be a small part of more baptisms this year than any other year of our existence, as far as South Valley goes. We've had a number of baptisms. And it's not, we played a small part. We're not the only people that have influence on others. There's lots of people in our lives that play a spiritual role in our growth. But we've had a number of baptisms. In Acts 2:47, it says, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. We're seeing it in real time here at South Valley. And talking about the numbers, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 3, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. You know, I've never been big on those people that whether it be an individual or a congregation, we've baptized 132 people. Are you the only person influencing that person's spiritual life? Because there's lots of people that contribute. Paul understands some people plant, some people water, some people prune, some people condition the soil. But it's God that gives the increase. We've lost some, talking about a transient society. Some people have moved away. Luckily, those people that have moved away have stayed in touch. And I think just recently of Trisha Anderson, who had moved this year, went back to Tennessee to live with, near her parents. Her oldest son was baptized just about a month ago. And we've lost some people that we used to worship with. Luckily, we haven't had any fall away. To my knowledge, none of our members have fallen away this year. There's been years where during the year, some of our brothers and sisters have fallen away. We've got some people right now struggling, spiritually struggling. We need to make sure that this time next year, none of us are some of the ones we've lost some through falling away. We need to make sure of that. Matthew 10:22, Jesus said, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end, will be saved." 1 Corinthians 10:12, Paul said, "Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall." We need to make sure we're not one of these people that think everything's going smooth, and at the end of a year, well, so-and-so's fallen away. They don't attend anymore. They've struggled with their faith. They claim they don't even believe. They've let other things come between them and serving their God. But you don't understand, this comes up. You don't understand, that comes up. I think we do. Sound doctrine has been taught. Frank had mentioned about all the people that have an active role in preaching from this pulpit. The sermons, both morning and evening. I tell you, I look at the people, the men, Sunday nights, that you can always count on them to deliver a lesson. Don't want him to get a bigger head than he already does, but Dick, you're hard to live with sometimes, but I tell you, I love you. And I tell you, you inspire me, a little bit older than me, and I want to still be doing what I'm doing when I'm your age. I look at our oldest men in the congregation, Kurt Jensen and Dick Craig. They haven't slowed down. Maybe they've slowed down a little bit, just health-wise, age-wise. They're still serving God. They're still serving. Dick preaches every first Sunday of the month. He goes to Pahrump when needed. Doesn't do one of those things. Well, I'm going to let the younger people do it. No. The younger people need to be looking at the older people, what they need to be doing. Paul, Paul said for the older women to teach the younger women. Younger women, instead of thinking you've got it all figured out, how about looking at those older battle-scarred warriors that have been through what you've been through? But sound doctrine is taught, and I'll tell you, the message that sound doctrine is taught here has gone out. That's why many of the visitors show up here. We hear that this is a sound congregation. We've been told, we've asked around, we've looked on soundchurch.com, or I think that's what it is, and have looked at the reviews of people that have come here. That says a lot. The Sunday morning classes, I so appreciate the time and the effort. Preston's getting ready to teach about the minor prophets. Looking forward to that. The time and the effort Preston puts into his class amazes me. You know, the gospel meetings that we've had, it always scares me. Am I going to have to get up? I sit here so I can get right up to preach, but am I ever going to have to get up and correct somebody's false doctrine? False teaching. Step on their toes, maybe offend them. I've never had to. Never. That's a testament to you. 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, Paul, the Apostle Paul wrote, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words or of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." You get a little peek into the inner Paul. "I came to you with much fear and trembling." That never appears. He has got so much strength, Paul. But he's letting you into a little peek into inside. He's got shaking knees. His knees are knocking. But the message is not in him. The message is Jesus. And that's what Paul taught, and that's what is taught here at South Valley. Acts 17:11, and when I think of the brethren, you know, the Bereans, I think of you guys. "These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness and search the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so." You guys are Bible students. And it shows by your comments in Bible class. It shows that you're students of the word. We've had two sound gospel meetings this year. One with Stephen Curo and one with David Phillips. I think David Phillips, it's been over 10 years now that he comes every August. We've made a good name for ourselves. The visitors that come, they come back. The visitors from out of town maybe come every year at X time. They show back up. And we've become friends with many of those just visitors. We have keep contact with them. And some of those visitors, we kind of consider them part of us because they're here so often. You know, the mission support. Malcolm in South Korea. David Marub in Kenya, in India, Russell Bell and Volan are doing such great work in the Mexico support that we send. Our money is going to good works. And can't say enough for the missionaries that we do support. They are workers. Malcolm's been in Korea over 60 years, preaching, teaching, building people up. The work that David Marub and Volan does in Kenya and India, amazing. That, you know, our money, we have a small part in the work that they're doing and that they're baptizing. Again, I don't keep track of numbers, but I know David and Volan have baptized dozens this year. And it's a testament to their love of the word and their love of God. And we're a small part of that. We've had community service, getting our name out there. In fact, people are going to be going this Thursday to, you know, the serving our kids. Every month, you know, Christians do that. And people get the word out that the people of South Valley love the community and are good. They just don't serve God on Sunday morning. Romans 1:8, Paul wrote, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world." And that's true. Paul could have been writing that about South Valley, not just to the Christians in Rome. Hebrews 6:10, sometimes when you work, and you just kind of wonder am I getting anywhere? The Hebrew writer says, "For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." God knows the work that's going on here. And we have grown and matured. We've grown in faith. We've grown in obedience. We've grown in service and in fellowship with each other. The ladies, men, we can sit back and learn something from the ladies. Other than the men's business meetings, they are a major part of everything we do. Every activity. They are right there. And I don't want you to think, you know, Tracy and Kurt and Sam, I didn't put you in there because it's to show that the ladies are part of just about everything we do. A major factor. We've got, Stacy was invited to go speak in Arizona at Phoenix because they know the soundness of this congregation. Ladies, we thank you. We thank you for the support and the encouragement you give, the example. Our ladies, they serve, they teach, they counsel. And again, like we were saying, if you will let them, they're there. Paul said, let the older women teach the younger women. Younger people, look to the older ones. They've got the battle scars to prove it. They've been serving in the church for decades, sometimes longer than you've been alive. Instead of you having the answers, turn to the older ones. Let them help you. 2 Peter, the Apostle Peter wrote, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence." Just it takes effort. Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. to virtue, knowledge, to knowledge, self-control, to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to grow. The moment we quit growing, we start dying. Our challenge for this next year, to remain faithful and strong. Don't be a Christian that has fallen away. Never be numbered with those, like in Revelation, they've lost their first love. Never be one of those lukewarm Christians in Revelation that are spewed out of the mouth. Share the gospel with others. Share the faith that you have. Increase. Increase. Read your Bible every day. Sue and Travis Wheeler have provided us a subscription, a year's subscription, to those little books that are in the foyer, Power for Today. Great little devotional book. Increase your knowledge, your faith, your attendance, your involvement. Don't just be a Sunday morning Christian and let your light shine to others. Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege that you've entrusted me another year with preaching the gospel to you. I thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart. I understand more and more that verse that Paul wrote, woe is me if I don't preach. I'm getting that now. Anyway, if you need to respond to the invitation through prayers, through baptism, through if you'd like to identify with working and worshiping with us here at South Valley, whatever we can assist you with. And I appreciate the song that Michael chose for the invitation, I Am Resolved. As we sing this song, listen to the words. You know, Paul said in 1 Corinthians that I will pray with understanding and I will sing with understanding. Live the words that we're getting ready to sing. If you need to respond to the invitation, please come forward while we stand and sing. Michael.